The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You can join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
And it is the live Labor Day edition of the program. And I should add that it is our officially ninth full year in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
We did. We moved on Labor Day weekend back in 2006.
That's right.
We did the Saturday show. And then
Florida.
Yeah, in Florida. We, at 10 o'clock when we went off the air, we immediately began packing up the studio.
Right.
Put it all in a U-Haul truck. Began packing up my house and your house by the morning.
The truck was already packed with others. I think your house was already packed and most of my stuff was already packed there.
We left in the morning, though.
Yeah, basically we were packing the studio afterwards. And then drove straight all the way through to New Hampshire, about a 26-hour drive to get here.
And then we were back on the air on Monday.
Nope, that's not true. We were back on Tuesday. There were some technical difficulties that actually prevented us from going back on Monday. And that was at the time when we did not have a Sunday show. So yeah, we went off the air Saturday night, and we're back on from New Hampshire that following Tuesday. So it has now been approximately 9 years to the day since we started our show here in New Hampshire, or continued doing our show here in New Hampshire. We moved here as part of the Free State Project, which is, in my opinion, still your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. I wrote up a little summary piece over at freekeen.com today about just sort of why things are so great here in New Hampshire for those who actually care about the ideas of freedom, some of the success stories. I mean, we've covered a lot of news here on Free Talk Live that has come out of New Hampshire over the near decade that we've been on the air from here. And, you know, we still have not even scratched the surface on all of the activism that is going on here. And as I point out in the story over at freekeen.com, the people in New Hampshire are great. I mean, the natives here are generally more liberty-oriented in New Hampshire than people in a lot of other places. There is that live-free-or-die mentality. Even though the state is here and the state is oppressing peaceful people in a variety of different ways, New Hampshire has its issues. For instance, we're behind the ball on the issue of gun carrying and cannabis legalization. So, you know, New Hampshire is not as free as Vermont or Maine when it comes to carrying a weapon. Been concealed without a permit. You can do that in Vermont.
Does Maine have constitutional
Maine
carry?
Just passed it this year. I don't know if it's gone into effect there or not, but it's been passed.
It was close on in New Hampshire, too, and we'll see whether it goes through this next go-round.
It was close, but the governor pledged to veto, so that didn't happen. It's probably not going to happen in the next year, but maybe the next term if we can get some new politician in there instead. And so that's an issue. And then, you know, there's some other issues. New Hampshire could be a more friendly business environment. And so there's a lot to work on here. This is a project. The idea isn't you move to New Hampshire.
Still among the freest places on the planet.
Arguably the freest place in the United States. Arguably one of the freest in all of the entire world. And also there are now over 17,000 people who are signed to come to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And over 1,800 are already here. So over 1,500 of them have actually moved. There was a couple hundred that were here already once the Free State Project chose New Hampshire as its destination. There were 10 candidate states from which to choose. New Hampshire overwhelmingly just walloped the rest of the states in a vote that happened with the first 5,000 members of the Free State Project. Once New Hampshire was chosen, however, the momentum behind the Free State Project basically came to a screeching halt. There had been a
I think that the fantasy of the Free State Project really got people excited about it. And once the reality of, oh, we're going to have to move to a particular place and actually do this stuff, then, you know, then the rubber hits the road and people who are really going to do something, that's, you know, that's my take on it.
Well, anyway, it had slowed down, and it has been slow going ever since. It's been more than a decade since. I mean, we've been here for almost a decade, but it's actually been since 2003, late 2003, since New Hampshire was chosen. People have been moving ever since that time. And so, you know, it's slow going trying to convince people to make the move, to pick up their lives, their families, their businesses, and to come to a new place. That's a tough pitch, even for people who are principled libertarians, because it's expensive and it's, you know, it's a task. You're leaving your family in a lot of cases and friends and your networks that you've, and whatever roots that you've put down in other places. So it's a big commitment. Well, of people to move up here.
Yeah, 1,800 people have, though.
About 1,500 are actually the early movers.
Well, 1,826 in-state.
Correct, because there were about 275 that were already in New Hampshire when New Hampshire was chosen as the Free State Project.
I'd also like to point out that there's over 2,500 in-state friends of the Free State Project.
That's a big deal, yeah.
So there's about 4,000 people in-state for the Free State Project, if you want to count it that way.
Yeah, I think you could count it that way, because those friends are people who have taken the time to actually go and sign up as a friend on the website. And so there are even more people in New Hampshire that are liberty-friendly who haven't done that too, right? So the numbers should be even higher than that. But nonetheless, we got over 17,000 people who've signed up for the Free State Project, and we want to reach 20,000. That's the ultimate goal here. At the current rates of sign-ups, we're probably going to see 20,000 in a couple years. Probably within 2 years from now. I mean, maybe it'll pick up towards the end. Maybe we'll see a real shooting up of the sign-up rate. You never know who's going to tweet or Facebook share. You know, Penn Jillette gets out there and shares the Free State Project. That might, you know, spurn a few extra signers. So, but there's some really important things that have happened here in New Hampshire that would not have happened had the early movers not moved like you and I did, Mark. And early movers are still coming. If you move tomorrow, you're an early mover for the Free State Project because it hasn't reached its goal of 20,000 yet. But the early movers for the Free State Project have already built a ton of liberty activist infrastructure, including activist clubs. So in Keene, Manchester, the Seacoast, and Concord, there are physical locations that activists can come to plan activism and to socialize with one another and to enjoy each other's company and, you know, network. There are lobbying and political action groups that have been formed here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, of course.
Right. That would be the first thing that I would say is the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has been created. There's no other organization like it in 49 states or, frankly, any other place around the world. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is singular, and it's probably I've said it at their benefit, and I don't mind saying it here. I think the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is the most important organization in the world.
It's certainly the most important organization in New Hampshire for achieving liberty in our lifetime. I'll certainly give you that.
The Free State Project is bringing people in, but at this point, I think we've got all the movers we need to make New Hampshire freer into the future. I'd love to have more, and that process will speed up, and all those people that move will have the benefit of all the work that's been done up to this point by people who've been in state for more than 10 years now.
Yeah, that's what I'm pointing out here, is that those early movers have created this infrastructure that a new mover can come in, and they don't have to start from scratch. They can just plug into something. You want to do jury nullification outreach? You can do that. There's the NHJury.com and Rights Brigade that are going out, and they're spreading jury nullification information all around the state. So you don't have to start from scratch. These things are already happening. You just add your ideas, add your energy into that mix. Dozens of Free State Project early movers have been elected to the state house and also to other positions around the state. So like school board, for instance, there are Free Staters in those positions as well.
I bet you're getting into hundreds have been elected to positions.
I don't know about that. I would not feel safe making that claim. But going on, other early movers have created various liberty media like ourselves and dozens of other shows that have been created over time, like television, radio. There's even a newspaper that our own Daryl W. Perry, who he kind of is a one-man newspaper operation. He edits and prints and distributes it. So there's a lot of media that's happening here. In fact, I dare say there's more media in New Hampshire, more liberty media, than probably the rest of the world combined. From outreach and civil disobedience projects to state house testimony, Free State Project early movers and New Hampshire natives are active across the state and making a difference for freedom. Numbers and concentration make all of the difference. So if you are part of the liberty movement, if you consider yourself a fan of freedom, if you're a Ron Paul supporter, for instance, this is the place you really ought to be. And if you're not here yet, you should really ask yourself, what's holding you back? If you haven't yet signed up for the Free State Project, what are you waiting for? That's the easy part. You go to freestateproject.org. There's a sign-up link on the top right-hand side of the page. Just click that. and get signed up for the Free State Project. Start making your plans to join us here in New Hampshire, because really, the fun has just gotten started. I mean, we've had a lot of progress with just 1,000-something, you know, 1,500 people that are here. Imagine 10,000. Imagine what 10 times the activists could do here, and will do. So, there's more Free Talk Live. We want you to join us. It's Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News & World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News & World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio waves and talk about whatever's on your mind, from e-cigarettes to freedom of speech on Twitter. You can talk about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, you do have Ian.
And Mark.
And also, I want you to join us online where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can help support the show by amping Free Talk Live. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. That's all we ask for, and that is something you can do with any major PayPal, any major credit card through PayPal. You can also use Visa and MasterCard right there on our site at amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks. You'll get access to the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only podcast, and more. And it really makes a big difference for us because that $5 a month is what we can use to market the show by advertising to radio stations, by calling them directly, talking to program directors, inviting them to sample Free Talk Live and possibly add it to their lineup, going down to New York City once a year and schmoozing it up at the talk radio conference put on by Talkers Magazine. These are all things that are made possible by your $5 a month at the AMP program.
I think I'd like to point out, Ian, this is the Free Talk Live has got to be the only live radio program that's being produced, a commercial live radio program that's being produced, at least a nationally syndicated one today. Maybe there's another, and God bless them if there are. But, you know, I mean, the AMP program makes that possible, too, to some extent. We, you know, somebody's got to incentivize board ops and these sorts of things, and that makes program directors...
Yeah, we're actually giving our board op a bonus tonight for helping us out.
Absolutely.
On Labor Day.
That makes program directors really happy when they see somebody who is in here doing the show 365 days a year. We're here on Christmas and Thanksgiving and Labor Day, and you pick the holiday. We're here.
Yep.
So, and that's another thing that your AMP dollar does.
Yeah, and thanks to Patrick over at GCN for running the show tonight. Really appreciate him being there. You can join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So I did mention, there was this fear-mongering article. We've been talking about the vapes, the e-cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Here tonight, and there's now a fear-mongering piece that's gone all over the news as though this is like some sort of revelation that teenagers are using e-cigarettes to what they claim vape marijuana. And here's a story from USA Today, which doesn't have as ridiculous of a headline as the one that I read earlier, which said that they're using vaping to smoke pot, which, of course, you can't
smoke
vape. You can't vape smoke. Vaping is vapor. Smoking is smoke. And those are two different things. Now, I didn't pay close attention in science class when I was in school, but I know enough to know that vapor...
One thing is not the other.
...is not smoke. But here's a story from USA Today where teenagers have discovered a new way to inhale marijuana. E-cigarette vaporizers. According to a study released Monday, about 27% of high school students who have used both marijuana and e-cigarettes reported using the devices to vaporize cannabis. Those most likely to vaporize pot with e-cigarettes included males and younger students. E-cigarettes are designed to vaporize solutions containing nicotine, said co-author Megan Morin, but she noted teenagers are resourceful, and it was only a matter of time. Now, just to be clear on something here, I don't know exactly how this study was done, but the device that is used, that you would use to vaporize this solution of this nicotine propylene glycol based whatever solution that they have is generally not the same device that you would use to turn plant material into a vapor. The plant material, THC,
wouldn't be the same thing.
Right, the plant material, the THC in there is going to boil at a different temperature than will the nicotine glycol solution, and so it wouldn't necessarily be the same thing. I remember we used to have a product, Mark, in our studio. It was an advertiser with us that had those. It looked like a cigarette, but it had a little tip on the end of it that had the solution in it. And you wouldn't have been able to, you know, hollow that out and put in the marijuana. In fact, there's even, I've seen the vaporizers online that they've sold. And you can get, like, the base the battery portion of the vaporizer. I have a vaporizer right here in the studio, as a matter of fact. You get the battery portion of the vaporizer, and then you can attach different things to the top portion of the battery. So you can get, like, the battery works with both marijuana and...
it's a battery.
Right. And, and
it's not a vaporizer.
The solution. But the attachment has to be different. So I'm not saying that they've got it wrong necessarily, but, you know, it's the mainstream media, so it's not really a clear picture that they're
painting.
Pretty
much every story you read is going to have some kind of inaccuracy or something left out. This is just sort of the nature of journalism.
Vaporizer, says the article, give kids a better way to hide what they're inhaling. Morian, an assistant professor at Oberlin College, says it's so much easier to conceal e-cigarette pot use. Everybody knows the characteristic smell of marijuana, but vapor is different. It's possible that teenagers are using pot in a much less detectable way. In fact, the first time I saw somebody using the vaporizer to use that on cannabis, in this case it was cannabis oil, not the actual plant material. So there's different ways to do it with cannabis as well. But the way I saw that was I was at we were at Coins of the Kingdom, Mark, which was a Bitcoin conference down in Disney World.
Disney World, yeah.
And you and I were in the bar area of the hotel. It was one of the Disney World hotels. And there was, I'm not going to say who it was, but somebody had a vaporizer device, and they were utilizing it right there in the hotel lobby. And I sampled it as well at that time, and I was wont to do. Yeah, absolutely. And I was really impressed. Like, you know, it was pretty cool that you could use cannabis openly, basically, and, you know, passing it around right there in the hotel lobby, and nobody batted an eye at it. Nobody had any idea.
Yeah, there's stinky smoke involved.
Exactly. And so it's, let's see here, researchers at Yale University based their findings on answers from a survey sent to nearly 4,000 Connecticut students. About 28% of the students in the study had tried e-cigarettes. Morian said the people should remember to be cautious when interpreting her findings. There have not been any other studies showing teens are using e-cigs to vaporize marijuana. She noted that scientists don't fully understand the health effects of e-cig vaporized cannabis. Well, you know, that may not be the case. I mean, there are certainly in Canada where there is medical marijuana, vaporization is very, very popular. In states where medical marijuana exists, vaporization is generally, is my understanding, the recommended way to do it. It's not as dangerous, clearly, as smoking the cannabis is. And so
Why is that?
Because it doesn't have all the tars or whatever. You know, you don't have the smoke.
It gets up to temperature, but temperature enough to be inhaled, but not.
You're vaporizing the THC. You're doing the same thing with THC as you would do with nicotine. You're turning it into a vapor rather than setting it on fire and combusting those, that product. And so it's just a safer thing to do. And so one of the common objections to legalizing cannabis for medical purposes or not is that, well, smoking's still bad for the patient. You can't recommend a patient smoke. Well, okay, you don't have to. They can get a vaporizer. And that's generally, you know, besides consuming it, the safest thing to do. So I think eating cannabis probably safer than vaporizing it because it's not going through your lungs. But eating the cannabis will take longer for it to affect. So if you've got some sort of debilitating condition that needs to be affected right away, then the vaporizing would solve that and would not subject you to the dangers of smoking. 855-453 is the number that you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you're invited here if you want to join us. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. In some places, it's illegal to watch the shows that you are used to watching all the time on television.
Why is that?
The Walking Dead or whatever the heck it is that you like to watch. It's illegal to watch those shows in North Korea. And we can discuss that if you'd like, or whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Zach in Ithaca. Hey, Zach, are we back on the radio live in Ithaca this hour?
I have no idea. I just got off work, and then I go on Twitter, and then I saw you guys were talking about the settlement thing. So I used to listen to you guys when I drove a cab, but now I don't drive a cab anymore. So I kind of more incidentally catch what you guys are talking about.
Gotcha. Because I was only just a curiosity because we had a couple calls from Ithaca recently, and we haven't had Ithaca callers recently because they moved us into the overnight hours there on most of the nights
that
we're on.
That defeats the whole purpose of the show. But,
well, you know, it's radio, and I'm not angry about it. The things change, and you know, program directors have to do what they've got to do to make things fit and make things work. So I'd rather be on not live than not on at all. So
indeed.
I'm grateful that we're still there. Anyway, go ahead with what you were calling about.
Okay, so you guys are, they said that there's going to be a settlement because I can give you some quick background. I refamiliarized myself with the details. But this whole thing with the parody Twitter account in Peoria started, I originally read about this on Vice Magazine because a guy who writes for them and who works in Peoria named Justin Glaw, he discovered this Twitter account because he thought it was funny and he was like actively promoting it amongst people he knew. And it turns out that the person responsible for it, he actually knew them in real life. And, so they arrested the guy who, was responsible for the Twitter account. And the first question was, how do you know Justin Glaw? And as things advanced, one of the major things is that, they raided his house. It was found to be unjustified. He's getting a settlement because it was kind of a fascist thing to do. But his roommate got busted for pot possession. And that, so this, unconstitutional fascist search resulted in somebody getting caught for something they wouldn't have otherwise.
And oh, no.
It's still like I'm on Story of the Summer Tumblr. It's Justin Claus thing, and he's talking about his friend. Guy's name was Elliot shared with John Daniel, who's the creator. He ruled today the police were right in carrying out the search, will require blah, blah, blah. So this is still affecting someone's life in a negative
way. Wow, so they're saying that this guy can somehow be charged with marijuana possession because the police did an illegal search? I mean, that seems like fruit of the poison tree.
Ruled that the carrying out of the search warrant was legitimate, so anything that they found during that search is not necessarily thrown out of court, but they're going to have to justify why they were looking for drugs. And in those tweets, they were joking about the mayor doing drugs, one of which was weed and cocaine. So basically, they're not going to have to throw out his case necessarily, but it's for pot possession. I don't know how much pot.
They're claiming, hold on, just to be clear, they're claiming that in this situation with a guy running the fake mayor account in Peoria, Illinois, that they raided his house and that drugs were legitimately searched for because they mentioned on the Twitter account using drugs.
The mayor
using drugs.
The fictitious version of the mayor on Twitter talked about using cocaine, marijuana, and snorting blow and smoking weed.
My
so they're using
gosh.
That as okay. So you can check it out on there.
I'm taking your word for it. I mean, that sounds it sounds believable because that's how ridiculous the government is. I mean, I totally buy that claim. I hope that whoever that roommate is has good legal assistance and is not going to take a plea deal on this.
Well, when it comes to legal assistance, that costs money,
that's
and
true.
It may be that the plea deal is better than the cost of the assistance.
Well, it doesn't
sadly.
Always. If the ACLU takes your case,
yeah, that'd be great.
That does not cost you anything.
Sadly, in this country, we have to kind of hope because it costs so much. To get justice, it costs so much that you just kind of have to hope somebody will pay for it for you.
Zach, thanks for the update on that. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yes. The main detail was I'm reading this write-up by Justin Glaw about what's going on. He and this other guy named Matt Bedell of the Journal Star there in Peoria have spent the last, like, at least year detailing a lot of the corruption and essentially, the kind of shadiness going on with the police department. So I think that is probably the original reason. It wasn't just the Twitter account itself was taken offense by the mayor. They're like, this is connected to Justin Glaw, who's criticizing us, who's looking into our business. They tried to apparently to set up one of the city council members in a prostitution sting. So it wasn't about the Twitter account, actually. It was about a way to go after these people and what they considered people opposing their power monopoly there in Peoria. That's my
thing. Oh, yeah. That's what it's about.
Thank you, Zach, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, you know, if this guy does go to jail, so there's the two guys. There's the one guy and then his roommate. The one guy who was running the Twitter account, he's off the hook. They dropped those charges and they settled the case for over $100,000. I think it was $125,000 or something like that. So that one's settled. That one's, you know, case closed. But this other guy, you know, if he ends up going to jail for this marijuana possession, it's probably not going to be as bad as a prison camp in North Korea.
Probably not.
But, you know, the difference is really in degrees here, right? Like, if you criticize Kim Jong-un or Kim Jong-il or what was the grandfather's name? Kim Sung? Kim Il-sung, right? Kim Il-sung? If you criticize, am I right about that? Kim Il-sung?
Yeah, that sounds like the first guy.
The grandfather, right. So if you criticize them in North Korea, you might you know, possibly end up in a prison camp. Maybe they'll kill you. I don't know what the punishment is for criticizing the dear leader, but it's probably pretty severe. And so Peoria, Illinois, just a difference in degrees, right? You criticizing the mayor in Peoria on the internet, joking about the mayor on a fake Twitter account labeled parody, led to a raid of someone's house while he wasn't there, led to two arrests, arresting the guy who ran the Twitter account and arresting the roommate for marijuana possession. And an arrest can ruin somebody's life.
It can.
You know, if you've been arrested for something, a lot of times the company you're working for won't wait until you get convicted before they fire you. So a lot of people have had, you know, loss of a job, loss of a house because they've been arrested. They get arrested. They can't pay the rent because they've lost their job. You've just lost your home. Maybe you get arrested and you can't get out quickly because you don't have enough money to bail yourself out with because you've been working, you know, paycheck to paycheck. And then you have to sit in jail and therefore you miss your next payment date on your rent. So therefore you don't even have the house when you get back out, even if you still have your job. So all these things can happen to people.
Sure.
And all of that happened in Peoria, Illinois, because somebody said something on the internet that the mayor didn't like. So the difference is only in degrees between the United States and North Korea. That's all it is.
I think a lot of people are looking at this situation. They say that, well, that's not happening in most places. If you created a...
What's not happening?
Well, if I created a satire mayoral account here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I went about tweeting dumb things about the mayor... Chances
they'd
are good.
Probably leave you alone.
I'm
here.
Not going to get, and this is probably
this
true
is New Hampshire. It's not Illinois.
No, it's probably the majority of places. And Peoria is not in Chicagoland, right?
It's Illinois. Still Illinois.
I understand,
this is
but
one
Illinois
of the worst places in the United States.
It's a
Illinois.
Big government place, yeah. But Peoria is not known for its crime affiliations mm-hmm. the same way Chicago is. I mean, when you're talking about corrupt places in the United States, you're looking at a list of places like Rhode Island, New Orleans. You know, you're looking at Chicago. Baltimore.
Plenty of smaller places have lots of corruption.
There are plenty of corrupt places like that too. I'm talking about the big cities, but Peoria yeah. isn't one of them, Ian. Peoria is just your average place where a mayor went out of control.
I don't know, man. I think that you'd see this happening in other places as well. Anyway, toll-free number for you to join us.
Go ahead and open up some mayoral account against somebody in some other place and see. And just start tweeting stuff.
I got enough going on.
Right. Well, then stop making just empty accusations like it's happening all over.
I didn't say it was happening all over. I said it could happen.
You said here in the United States. No, in Peoria.
Oh, please, stop acting like Peoria is the only place where something like this would happen. There are places where people are being arrested for posting rap lyrics on Facebook. So there are a lot of things that your freedom of speech will end you up behind bars for here in the United States. And that's in both big cities and small. And in a smaller town like this, an account like that is more damaging, in theory, to the mayor's reputation. So they're more likely, probably, to attack you over it. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We got a few moments remaining. Enough time for you if you dial now. The toll-free number is 855-453. We also have Skype. Skype on in here. Username's lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And the features there are completely free. If you are enjoying the program, there are various different ways for you to support the show. And one of them is to come to Keenvention. Go to Keenvention. Actually, that doesn't really support the show. But it's a cool thing to do. Keenvention's coming up, and it's coming up fast. We're talking about less than 2 months now. It's Halloween weekend. That's right, October 30th through November 1st. Where else would you want to be for Halloween? Than
home of the most lit jack-o'-lanterns in the world.
That's true. Well, actually, I think Keene lost that.
No, I think it won it again.
It won it back?
Yep.
Because Boston had taken the trophy for a little
while. When are you living in? 2007?
I don't know. Boston had it for a few years.
Just go on, man.
Yeah. Anyway, so Keene, New Hampshire, great place to be for activism, for people who love freedom. You come to Keenvention. Go to keenvention.info, and you can learn more about it. It's an activist-focused event where we talk about the activism that goes on here in New Hampshire. The difference between Keenvention and every other Liberty convention is we don't pay fancy big-name speakers to come in from elsewhere and speak. Although... Although Gavin Andreessen, who is basically the head programmer for Bitcoin. This is the guy who Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin, the anonymous creator of Bitcoin. Gavin was Satoshi's choice as the core developer, essentially, for Bitcoin. So Gavin was sort of anointed or benighted, if you will, by Satoshi to take over the reins of the project. And he's a very influential voice in the world of Bitcoin. He's going to be on the Bitcoin panel. This is huge news for Keenvention. And somebody said to me online after I announced that, well, you're going to need to update the about page on your website. Because the About page explains that Keenvention focuses on New Hampshire activists, and that's who all of our...
Massachusetts activists.
That's who all of our panelists and speakers are. They're people who are liberty activists in New Hampshire, either natives of New Hampshire or free staters, people who've moved here to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. But, you know, it can bend the rules if necessary, and in this case,
it's
I'm
your convention.
Right. I can do that, and I don't feel like I need to update the page on the website that explains what Keenvention is about because we've changed one speaker who lives in Amherst, Massachusetts. He's closer to Keene than the people in the northern portion of New Hampshire,
even the seacoast.
Yeah. So the dude's local. He's not getting paid anything extra to come up here. There's a very small stipend that each of our speakers is able to receive.
Isn't that just a meal?
There's a choice. I give speakers a choice. They can choose.
All you ever offered me was a meal.
I'm sorry if I never offered you the gas stipend, Mark. If you'd really like the gas stipend instead of a VIP meal, you're welcome to have that.
I'd rather have a meal. It's really good.
Yeah, the people who come here and speak at Keenvention, this is an activist convention. It's not a big budget thing. So, got to keep costs down. And so I want to give them a few bucks if that's what they would prefer, or they can have a VIP meal. So that's all Gavin Andreessen is getting. He's not getting anything different than any other speaker at Keenvention.
The home of the most lit jack-o'-lanterns on display is it's 30,581. It was achieved by the city of Keene, New Hampshire, represented by Let It Shine Inc. in Keene, New Hampshire, USA, on the 19th of October 2013.
Okay.
Keene was the original record holder in this category, and it has now been broken 8 times since the original attempt.
Yes. And so that's something that goes on, actually. That's like the week before Keenvention. So you won't be here on the same weekend, which is a good thing because you don't want to be here during Pumpkin Fest weekend generally because there's a lot of people in town and the hotels cost a lot of money as a result. We actually hold Keenvention right on the outside of hotel season. So there's a certain leaf peeping season that happens here, as they call it, in northern New England where
it's still beautiful, but the peak leaf peeping season's over.
Correct. So the Keenvention is held just past the peak, and after peak is when the hotel rates drop dramatically. It goes from like $250 a night to $80 a night. And so I wanted Keenvention to be an affordable convention for anybody who can. If you can afford to make it to Keene, New Hampshire, whatever the travel costs are, then you can afford to attend this convention because it's only $60 or Bitcoin equivalent. If you want to attend, you'll get to meet Gavin Andreessen. I haven't confirmed with him whether he's going to be staying for the entire weekend or not. I will check on that because the Bitcoin panel is going to be super, super important. This is a big time in the history of Bitcoin. And without getting too deep into it, there's a split in the behind the scenes of Bitcoin, a possible fork in the road, if you will. And, I don't want to get too technical, but that can mean some very calamitous times possibly maybe coming for the Bitcoin network and the guts, the operational side of Bitcoin. And in order for that fork to happen, Gavin and his supporters have to convince 75% of the Bitcoin miners to switch to this new Bitcoin software that they've released that will essentially make the block size larger and that will hopefully help Bitcoin scale up to Visa and MasterCard kind of transaction levels.
That's the idea.
And so this is
at least we'll get to hear what he has to say about that, right?
Right, and his critics will get to question him, and I think it's going to be a very exciting.
Critics come.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a very exciting panel and a very, very important panel as well, especially at the time that it's happening. So go to Keenvention.info and lock your tickets in. There's only 100 of them available in advance. This is an intimate convention, and again, that's Keenvention.info. So, rare video footage, this from The Telegraph in the UK, has been filmed secretly and smuggled out of North Korea, showing an open-air public trial, outdoor trial, for two men who are being sent to a labor camp for crimes related to the so-called corrupt ideology of capitalism. The two accused, ages 30 and 27, are made to stand outside in front of a 100-strong crowd as the charges against them are blasted out of loudspeakers attached to a van. The men are condemned for carrying out a, quote, grave criminal act, unquote, which includes watching an American film that remains unnamed, putting it on a USB stick, and copying it onto a DVD recording device. The North Korean judge or official says that one of the defendants is, quote, a person immersed in the corrupt ideology of capitalism, unquote, and tells the crowd that the criminal acts were, quote, revealed by agents in South Korea operated by our party, unquote. During the full 12, so they've got spies who are supposedly, snitching on people who are watching television.
What if they just found the guys with the sticks and then just said, we have spies?
They could have done that, too. During the full 12 minutes of footage filmed secretly by an onlooker and seen exclusively by the Telegraph, neither man is given the chance to speak, and both are sentenced to time in an unnamed correctional labor camp.
How long?
The exact length of the sentence appears to be around 9 months, although experts say around 1 to 2 years is common. The footage has emerged after a period of heightened tension in the region after North Korea threatened military action against South Korea until it put an end to the broadcast of messages aimed across the border via loudspeakers. A truce was eventually reached on the 24th of August. Hundreds of thousands of North Koreans are detained in prison camps for political crimes, according to Amnesty International, where executions, rape, and forced abortions are common. But common offenders are instead sentenced to time in labor camps for what the regime calls re-education, where the daily routine can include long days of manual work, heavily rationed food, forced ideology lessons, and little sleep. According to a translation of the judge's words, both men are said to work at Chungjin's thermoelectric power plant in Hamgyong Province, northeast of the country. The trial is under the jurisdiction of the People's Court Judge of the Rannam District of Chungjin. The video footage filmed in September of 2013 confirms that accessing and watching American films is considered a serious crime against the North Korean state, despite the fact that the practice is widespread.
Yeah.
Even Kim Jong-un.
I understand that like just about everybody does this, and probably the people in the higher-up portions of the government. I mean,
damn right Kim Jong-un is watching these movies.
Absolutely.
That's how he knows who Dennis Rodman is and, you know, all these other
They are big basketball fans.
So even Kim Jong-un's father, Kim Jong-il, was a reported cinephile whose favorite actress was Elizabeth Taylor.
That's true. He was a big fan of cinema. Yeah.
So it's okay for the ruling party to watch.
It's the way it always is.
Yeah.
It's always okay for them. It's okay for them here, too. The idea that we have rule of law is ridiculous in this country. It's nonsense. You think the politicians have to follow the same rules you do? You know better. Don't believe that crap for a second. Do you think cops give each other tickets?
And
no, they don't.
And this isn't going to stop the North Korean people from watching these movies, right? Like, they've arrested people here and gone after them for file sharing in the United States. So, you know, not that big of a difference here. But those folks that have gotten in trouble for sharing files online, that hasn't dissuaded the use of file sharing. There's millions of people right now probably downloading various different torrents full of movies and music and such. So, again, the difference is only in the degrees of the punishment. By the way, since coming to power, Kim Jong-un has reportedly set up 114 surveillance teams specifically targeting a crackdown on foreign media. So this is a real big deal there.
114 surveillance teams. They're not broadcasting, are they?
Well, the only thing broadcasting in North Korea is the state.
State radio, yeah.
Yeah. So we're out of time tonight, but we'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, I'll put the full story up on our Facebook and Twitter. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to link over to those.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.